Hey, this is Yarko Finn on AboveTopSecret.com with what I'd like to call
The War on Fat.
So this podcast was inspired by the fact that they now call plus-size clothing above average size. It's the latest fad in the politically correct scene. Hey, you're not fat, you're just above average. Does this mean I should take offense when my teacher tells me that my work is above average? Or should people just accept the fact that if you need pants with a 60-inch waist, you're probably obese? People also need to accept that obese isn't a derogatory term, it's a medical term. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, over 64% of U.S. adults over the age of 20 are considered overweight or obese. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the total cost of being overweight and obese in the U.S. was estimated to be over $117 billion in the year 2000. I beg to raise the question. Shouldn't we be doing something about this? But apparently it's so politically incorrect to talk about obesity that you can't even begin to help these people or you're be labeled offensive. You can tell somebody that smoking is bad for them, so when did it become so unacceptable to tell someone that being overweight puts them more at risk for heart disease, obesity, diabetes, osteoporosis, and various forms of cancer? There are even examples of people suing their doctors because the doctor told them that they're obese. He's trying to save your life. Now, I'm not talking about people with an extra 5 or 10 pounds, and I realize that some people have medical conditions like thyroid problems that cause them to be overweight. But there's a hell of a lot of people out there who simply eat too much and don't exercise. I personally feel that these people should be paying for their lifestyles, especially here in Canada, where it ends up being our taxes that pay for their health care. You shouldn't get health care if you don't take care of your health. I'm surprised insurance companies don't do anything about this. They can ask if you're male or female, smoker or non-smoker, so why not ask if you're overweight or obese? This clearly puts you more at risk. Some people would argue that it's subjective, but I don't think it is. Body fat isn't subjective. Surely everyone can agree that at a certain body fat percentage, you are clearly overweight. Similar to when you have good grades or proof of driver's ed, when you go to get your car insurance, you'll get a lower rate. So people who aren't overweight should get a better life insurance deal. Doctors could provide you with a certificate that says you have a healthy body fat percentage, and this could entitle you to a discount on your life insurance or a variety of other things, such as healthcare. You could even go as far as to say that people who are overweight or obese shouldn't be entitled to healthcare at all. Assuming that most people go to their doctors for an annual physical anyways, I don't see what the problem with this would be. Once these people see that what they're doing is detrimental and that they'll have to pay for the consequences, then I think it'll start to clear up the problem a little bit. Because, despite what anybody else says, obesity is a pandemic here in North America. We need to start doing something about it before it gets even worse. Our fat is going to kill us long before bird flu or anthrax does. So this has been Yarko Finn here on AboveTopSecret.com talking about the war on fat. Telling you to get active and eat right.
It's like, hey, it was all. It's like, hey, it was all.